This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Thursday, April the 24th here at Gillette Stadium. Another Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast, in which we'll delve into some of the very exciting moves that are occurring this week in lieu of a draft that normally would be taking place today.
Hull of a lot to talk about.
Josh Hull, the newest member of your New England Patriots, a former late-round draft pick.
I know what you're thinking.
Who the hell cares? Basically a special teamer. Has been with the Redskins and the Rams, four-year veteran, handful of tackles, but is primarily a special teamer and adds a little depth to a relatively thin linebacker position in New England.
Kind of a big dude, though, relatively speaking, for a special teams linebacker
sure.
like they've had here in the
sure.
past.
Sure. We'll see where he fits in. Dane Fletcher, gone, was one of your core special teamers, so certainly be interesting if he adds any depth on defense. We'll have to see come camp, but added to a mix of the Chris White types and Steve Boharnais and the guys that are backup linebackers and obviously expected to compete on special teams. Another maneuver this week that is certainly worth discussing. Patriots officially, or at least reportedly officially. I don't know.
Which one?
Reportedly officially exercised the fifth-year contract option for Nate Solder. This is the new age first-round contracts that have that fifth-year option, and it varies depending on where you're selected. But for Solder, it's the average of the third through 25th highest-paid tackles via their cap number. So he will now, in his fifth year, which will be 2015, be paid about $7.4 million, which obviously a nice bump for him.
Sure.
It's sort of the way they've created these contracts to sort of backload them a little bit, as opposed to the old days when the players got all that money up front. This new style forces teams to make a decision early after their third season, and teams had until May 3rd to make this decision. But for the Patriots and for Solder, it's an easy one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're paying them a lot more money, but it's still below top market value for a franchise-type left tackle, starting left tackle. And I think the hope and the expectation is that he's going to be the blindside protector here for the foreseeable future.
Gives you security, too, knowing that he's locked in for the next couple of years.
Yep, you got two more years here, and at a palatable price. Mm-hmm. It bumps up. It's good money. But, as you start to see these other, it's what they always do, sort of layering things. Will Fork will sort of come off the books moving forward. Who knows how the Mankin situation plays out. The Hernandez money comes off the books. Mm-hmm. Gronkowski, who knows how that plays. So it's a layering situation, but they like him a lot. That he's probably sort of maybe on the cusp of Pro Bowl type consideration. He's certainly good, not great at this point, but that's what we said about Matt Light for the bulk of his career. He later earned All Pro and Pro Bowl status, but even that was sort of a factor within the offense and the success they had, more so than him being a truly dominant Jonathan Ogden type left tackle. So certainly adds stability to a key position in the offensive line.
And especially in a year when you lost arguably one of the more important coaches on your staff.
Yep.
Dante Scarnecchia. You normally like to have consistency on your O-line, and keeping Solder there, basically keeping the entire starting five going into the season intact, makes perfect sense to me.
I agree. And I think eventually, it's funny, we had Devin McCourty on PFW in Progress this week and sort of jokingly alluded to the fact that, he'll have a contract coming down the pipeline in the relatively near future. I think he's a core guy on defense that's probably going to be extended to stay a Patriot. And I think Solder is going to be a core guy. And as I said, as you layer these, Mankins isn't getting any younger. He's been the centerpiece of the line at some point. It's probably going to be Nate Solder as sort of the mainstay and the highest paid, most relied upon member of that offensive line, and McCourty taking over a role on defense that's even greater, down in the post-Will Fork type era. So you keep turning that over, and you have these guys that are sort of seen as Bills guys or whatever, and the draft picks that, that do pan out, as much as we fixate sometimes on the ones that don't pan out.
Right.
And you, you start to extend these guys. And it's very important that they make these moves because we now know, Eric.
Yes.
There will be a season.
And oh,
when,
yeah.
When the season starts, they're going to play 16 games. They're going to have a bye week. We now, now when they come, mm-hmm. they're going to open up against the Dolphins in Miami.
Yeah. It's going to be hot. It's supposed to be hot. It's Miami.
They're going to close
Florida.
Against the Bills in Foxborough.
It's going to be cold.
In England. Between, they have 14 other games. I'm not going to list them all because this is not a schedule podcast.
No, but basically what you can boil it down to is this. The beginning of the year, they're basically on the road.
Yep.
The end of the year, they're basically on the road.
Yep.
The middle of the season,
they're
at home.
They got a nice bye week in November 7th or
9th.
Right in early November there, which is nice. They have three back-to-back games separately throughout the year against playoff teams from a year ago,
mm-hmm.
At Kansas City and the Bengals being the first one in late mm-hmm. September, early October. And the most difficult stretch, at least in terms of most fans' eyes, some fans actually predicting a two-game losing streak, is late November, early December, where you go to Green Bay and then go to San Diego in consecutive weeks.
I have a hard time seeing a team that wins so much at that time of year losing two straight.
Well, that's the thing. The Patriots, A, don't usually lose two games in a row, mm-hmm. and B, don't usually lose games after Thanksgiving and into December. So to expect them to lose two games in a row after Thanksgiving and into December.
It's not impossible, but I wouldn't bet
unlikely.
Money on it.
Unlikely.
Yeah.
But much excitement.
And
much.
And, of course, the Broncos-Colts with the bye week in between.
Yes. They got the two old rivalry, teams. The new rivalry,
right.
The quarterbacks. Brady Manning, mm-hmm. 4:25 start on CBS on November,
at this point.
Or whatever, early first week of November.
Mm.
So very nice schedule, I think.
I like it. I do.
I think a pessimist can look at it and say there's some pitfalls and tough spots.
There always are.
I think
are.
An optimist can look at it and find some very fortuitous scheduling for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And so in reality, it's probably a pretty fair, good schedule for everybody involved.
And the good thing about that is fans will be able to debate this further on Patriots.com.
Yes.
When you and I debate and Samsonite make your case this week.
And I'll be making a strong case, very, very strong case, as I am
we'll
wont
see.
To do.
We'll
I am a prosecutor of the highest ilk.
You're in contempt of court most of the time.
So we have a hull of a new player in Josh Hull adding to special teams.
How many
depth?
More puns can we throw out?
I don't know. Nate Solder, the Patriots are sold on him at least through 2015, exercised his fifth-year option. And everybody can settle down because the schedule is out,
yep.
And we know when, where, why, in what order all mm-hmm. the games are going to occur.
Yeah, and the 2015 schedule will come out next April.
Until then, and we'll be back next
yeah,
week.
We'll
I'm
be
not
going
to lie to you. Paul Perillo will be back from vacation. Eric might be here. I'll be here. Another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.